Hi from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brennan live broadcast. And it's good to be here today. God bless you. It is a Friday, and I had off today, which is really nice. Just kind of refreshing to just take some time off and kind of relax a little bit, get into the Word a little bit, and got some reading done this morning or this afternoon. Had a chance to finish up the book of Revelation and had a chance to finish up the book of Zechariah. It's good to be here tonight, and I'd like to thank you all for tuning in and those who will be tuning in. And today, the title of the message is, Do You Have Faith? We're going to be talking about faith tonight, and we're going to actually really go in really kind of two places. We're really going to be taking a look at Hebrews 11. We're going to actually be taking a look at a lot of Hebrews 11, and then we're going to go to the book of Joshua, and we're going to take a look at Rahab, because Rahab is mentioned in the Faith Hall of Fame, which is a very good way to put Hebrews 11, because Hebrews 11 really gets into faith, what faith is, what faith is not, and gets into all those who had faith. And so we're going to be talking about faith tonight, and we're going to be focusing on, and we're going to focus, really kind of zoom in actually, you know what we're going to do, if the Lord willing, what I'll do is we'll go through Hebrews 11, but I might go to Rahab, but then after that, if the Lord willing, we'll kind of just go kind of throughout the whole Bible and just take a look at those men that had faith and just kind of talk about them. And so it's going to be kind of a lengthy introduction. And if the Lord willing, I'd like to maybe do a series on faith, just kind of going through to different people who had faith. And just getting into what faith is and what faith is not. And then getting into the people that had faith and just kind of going through and just doing a study on them. However, we'll probably do the introduction today, but next week, okay, I want you guys to keep in mind on this. Okay, next week, next Monday is going to be a Fishers of Men broadcast. Next Tuesday is going to be a Pastor Brennan Live. Now, because of Thanksgiving is on Thursday, I'm only going to do two broadcasts. And the reason for that is because Thanksgiving should be a time to spend time with your family. And I'm going to make every effort to spend time with my family. And so I'm only going to do two broadcasts. Okay. So next week is only going to be two broadcasts now, because of Thanksgiving. Okay. And then after that, we'll just sort of pick up and just kind of go normally throughout, we'll just continue on. Okay. But today we're going to be talking about faith, and the title of the message is, Do You Have Faith? And we're going to talk a little bit about what is faith and what is not faith. In other words, what faith is and what faith is not. And then we're going to kind of go into some of the people that had faith. And then we're going to actually zoom in on one particular person. We're going to zoom in on Rahab and take a look at the faith that she had. Okay? So, let us begin. If you have your King James Bibles with you, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And let us go to, we're going to start in verse 1. Okay. Now what is faith? Okay. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to I want to make some points with just even just with that one verse, because there's a lot there. We see that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay? So faith is something that you can't see. You can't see faith. In other words, faith is based off, faith is not based off on how you feel. And we all struggle with that. Even I struggle with that. Okay? But faith is not based off your feelings. Faith is not based on what you can see. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Okay? Now, this verse came to me at the beginning of the broadcast. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Okay? We don't walk of things by our sight. Because if we can see it, if we can see things, what need is there of faith? Because if we can see it, we have the assurance. But we can still have assurance through faith without seeing it. Okay? Salvation. Okay? Salvation, we are saved by faith through grace. It is a gift of God. It is a free gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Okay? But salvation, okay, when you're saved, there are evidences that you are saved. There's fruit that, as a saved person, there is fruit that you produce that's different than, say, an unsaved person or a worldly person. Okay? Jesus says, you can tell by their fruits. Okay? By their fruits, you can tell by their fruits. For a good tree cannot produce good fruit, and a bad tree cannot. I would say a good tree produces good fruit and a bad tree produces bad fruit. For a good tree cannot produce bad fruit and a bad tree cannot produce good fruit. So by their fruits ye shall know them. Okay? The Bible also says is that everything that is written in here has been written so that we might know that we have eternal life. That's an assurance. Okay? So, when we see things, when we can actually see things, what need is there of faith? If you can physically see it every day of your life, what need is there of faith? In other words, when you go home to be with the Lord, will you need faith when you go home? Will you need to have it? Well, in my opinion, probably not. Because when you go home to be with the Lord, you know very well that you're home. You know the Lord. You are worshiping Him and praising Him. You are giving Him the glory. Things that you read in the Word have come to light. Like you can actually see with your eyes of things that are written in the Bible when you go home. So there really isn't need of faith. But here there is a need of faith because we don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are we hoping for? Not a, well, I hope I'm going to get there. No, a hope is more of an assurance. Okay, is now we are hoping to go home. Okay, we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ that we will go home. Amen. Another way you can, you know, have that assurance is the sealing of the Holy Ghost. Okay, when you are born again and when you know you've done wrong and you've got a new man and a new nature, when you start feeling conviction about not doing things anymore, you know that the Holy Ghost dwells within you. And the best thing is you don't have to worry about losing the Holy Ghost because you are sealed by the Holy Ghost to the day of redemption. Because when you go home, there's no need to be sealed anymore because you're already home. Amen. So, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, remember, not seen means you can't see it. We don't go by our emotions and we don't go by our sight. We're saved by grace through faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. We don't go by what we see. We go by our faith. Faith in what? Faith in Jesus Christ. Because let me tell you something. Any other faith, if your faith is placed in things other than Jesus Christ, your faith will fail and your faith is in vain. In other words, if you put your faith and trust in your car or in your own righteousness, your faith is in vain. But if you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, your faith is then valid. Okay? That is a faith that is more powerful than anything else, is putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. So, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. By the way, who's the Word of God? The Word of God is Jesus Christ. Amen. So, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Do you know why Abel offered a more better sacrifice than Cain? Here's why. Because Abel offered a burnt offering. Cain offered something that grew from the ground. And if you remember back in Genesis, God cursed the ground. God cursed the ground. Okay? And there wasn't a sacrifice. There wasn't a sacrifice. It was just what he grew, he offered, and God rejected it. Okay? And that's why Abel's sacrifice was more acceptable in the eyes of God, because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Okay, so Abel presented an offering and a burnt offering to God, which means he sacrificed an animal to do it. Okay, now by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God hath translated him before his had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Okay? Let me tell you something. One of these days, we're getting translated out of here. All of God's people. Okay? All of God's people are getting translated out of here. We're going to be translated. We're going to be translated. And we're going to have new bodies. Okay? We're going to have new glorified bodies. Okay? But how do we get translated? It is by faith. Okay, Enoch was a picture, is a type or picture of us. Okay, it's of us. But let's take a look at what verse 6 says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because if you're not doing something in faith, it's sin. If it's not faith, it's sin. So, and here's the thing, that should give people encouragement. Because under the new covenant, we are to believe and put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and what he did. Amen. We have to believe. Now, that's much easier said than done. Much easier said than done. Amen. But under the new covenant, God wants us to believe. Amen? Because without faith, you can't please God. You just can't. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Okay? Remember, what is faith again? Back of verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah had faith. Okay? Noah had faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Father Abraham. Okay? Me as a Gentile, I can call him Father Abraham because I believe in Jesus Christ. I put my faith and trust in him. It doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile. Jesus said, if you were the children of Abraham, you would have done what he did. Okay? And let me tell you something. Abraham had faith. If I remember correctly, I believe Abraham was known for being a friend of God. Okay? He was God's friend. Now let me ask you a question. Shouldn't we all be a friend of God? Shouldn't we all be like Father Abraham? Our forefathers. Shouldn't we be like Abraham? Because if you're born again today and you know that you're going to heaven, you are a child of Abraham. You are a child of the promise. Amen. So, by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed. Let me ask you a question. Okay? Do you embrace and confess those promises? You know, I think something that we all need to, probably should do, is stand on the promises. I think sometimes we lose sight of that. What does it mean to stand on the promises? It means that you go through and you look at God's word and you meditate on it and you speak aloud and you proclaim those promises over your life. Because every single promise that's in the Word of God is for all those who are willing to accept Him and love Him. They're for anyone and anyone that chooses to accept them, accept Jesus Christ. Amen? But do we really confess those promises? Do we embrace them? Just think about that. embrace them and confess that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Let me tell you something. Are we not strangers and pilgrims on this earth? We have a sure word of prophecy. That is the word of God. And it's not of any private interpretation. And we are strangers and pilgrims passing through this earth. Because our real home is heaven. Do we do that? Do we embrace and confess the promises of God and the Word of God? Are we not all believers, strangers and pilgrims passing through this earth? Think about it. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. That's heaven. That's home. Okay. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, which is a type and picture of what God did for us. God gave up his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Amen. of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received in him in a figure. Let me tell you something. Abraham was willing to do it. Because Abraham had such faith that he believed that God would just raise him up again. That's why he did and obeyed what God said, because he had that much faith. My question is, do you have that much faith just like Father Abraham? And I'm going to repeat what I said, and this is kind of a convicting thought. But Jesus said, if you were the children of Abraham, you would have done what he did. If you were the children of Abraham, you would have done what he did. Okay? Father Abraham had faith. How much more should his kids have faith? Amen? So, by faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with God's people, with the people of God, than to enjoy pleasures of sin for a season. Let me ask you a question. Are you willing to make that choice to suffer with God's people than to enjoy the pleasures of sin? How much of us would say that would do that? Sure, we can easily say we can do it. But when the time comes, when you're tested, you'll fail. But how much of us are we willing to say no to sin and suffer affliction with God's people? Amen. Food for thought for every single one of us, even me. Okay? Because remember, I might be a pastor. But just because I am a pastor does not mean that I am higher than you. Does not mean I'm better than you. Does not mean that I doesn't mean that I'm, you know, I'm perfect. Okay? I guess a pastor is a high calling, but you know, I'm not better than you and I'm not perfect. This also, we're all on the same boat. Okay? We are all on the same boat. Okay. esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed, not when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Japheth, of David, also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. That's interesting. Armies of the aliens. What the cool? I might have to take a look at that. That's actually really interesting. Armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Okay? So, my question for you is, do you have faith? Do you have faith? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay? Turn with me. We're going to go to one more spot. Okay? Turn with me to Joshua. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2. Let me get my sound effects going. Okay, Joshua chapter 2, and let's see here. Okay, starting verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun, I gotta stop right there because I gotta make a joke about something here. Joshua the son of Nun, it was not a Catholic nun who gave birth to a son named Joshua. That was a joke. And Joshua the son of Nun went out of Shittim. Two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land of even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. You know what's interesting? Rahab knew exactly where they were. Rahab hid them, and when the king of Jericho sent his men to Rahab's house, saying, bring us the men, these two men, Rahab said, I don't know where they went. Listen, I'm not gonna... don't take what I'm about to say as condoning that you can go ahead and lie. Okay? Because we shouldn't lie. Lying is not a good thing. Okay? But Rahab lied to these two men and said that she didn't know where these two spies went. And she knew. She knows exactly where she hid them. But here's why she did it. She did it out of faith because she knew who these two spies were, and she knew what God had done for the Israelites. So she protected those two spies. It was by faith she protected those two spies. But to do it, she lied about it. She told these two men sent from the king of Jericho. I don't know where they went. She wished not where they were. She knew. She wasn't going to give it up, though. The Rahab was protecting those two spies. Okay. Now, and it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them to Jordan, onto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, they came up onto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. You see right there, Rahab. See, word gotten out. Word had already gotten out about how God was going to give Israel the land. Okay, word had already gotten out. Because if it didn't got out, she wouldn't have known. Okay? She hid them to protect them so that they can inherit the land. She was protecting these two spies. Because she had faith. Because of the things that were being told of what God did, she believed. Even though she was a harlot. That's interesting, ain't it? She was a harlot. And even though she was a harlot, which, by the way, women shouldn't be harlots. It's the Bible says, you know, the Bible speaks out against that. But you realize that she was a harlot, and yet she believed God. She believed what God was going to do for her, or going to do for Israel. And she believed in God. She believed in all the things that God had did. And you want to know something? She then got put into the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? Now, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did they remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also shew kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the man answered her, our life for your life, our life for yours. If ye utter not this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through a window, for her house and was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Get ye to the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers may be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. By the way, you know what that scarlet thread is? That scarlet thread represents the blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, do you have a scarlet thread over your house today? Do you have the blood of Jesus Christ on your house? Do you have a place of safe and refuge for your family in a time of need? Think about that. Because that time is coming soon where we're going to need to have shelter. Okay. Thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house come household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of these doors of thy house into the streets, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whatsoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be upon our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made to us to swear. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came onto the mountain and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them through all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended over the mountains and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Now let me tell you something. Let's see here. I want to see here. Okay. Acts 16:31. Let me explain. I'm going to kind of close this. I'm going to close this to just sort of wrap things up. So, we see that what we just read was that if the people remain in that house, okay, Rahab and her whole family would be saved if they were to remain in that house, okay? Here's what comes to mind when I think of that, okay? Go to Acts chapter 16, verse 30. Acts 16 is actually a verse that I actually just got done listening to. Acts chapter 16. I'm going to start in verse 30. Actually, we're going to actually start up in verse 26. Okay? The context of this is that I believe it was Paul. Okay, Paul and Silas are in jail. Okay? So they're in jail. Okay? So, in verse 26, it says, And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and every man's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." Let me tell you something. Rahab believed in God. She believed what God had did for Israel. And so now her and her whole family were going to be saved. You know how? Because it was by the blood of Jesus Christ. It was that scarlet thread in that house that would save them all. And by the way, it said that if they were to leave that house, their blood was going to be upon their own head. But if they were to remain in that house, her and her whole family would be spared and saved. Wow, isn't that amazing? Amen. Now, I think this would be a good time to kind of close it off, okay? Listen, do you have faith? Do you have the blood of Jesus Christ on your life? Because let me tell you something about the blood. The blood will always continuously wash you and cleanse you. But let me tell you something. That's not an excuse to not repent. Believers, you still need to repent of your sin. Okay? You still need to repent of your sin. Because the Bible says that if we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Amen. So we need to repent as believers. Amen. So, do you have faith? Do you have the blood of Jesus Christ on your life, in your life, on your house? Do you have the blood of Jesus Christ protecting you? Because there is so much power to the blood that you can't comprehend it. Amen. Listen, I love you. I love you, and because I love you, I tell you the truth. But I don't want you. Excuse me. I don't want you taking my word for things. Okay. I want you to take what I say. And you match it with this book. If what I say doesn't match with this Bible, then let God be true and every man a liar. Don't ever take my word for things. You search the scriptures yourself. Okay? And one of these days, and if I'm wrong, I pray that God will correct and chasten me and show me where I'm wrong. And I will have to give an account for that when I go home. I will have to give an account for that. I just lost my train of thought now. Oh, yeah. So, but if I'm right, then let God show you what I'm talking about. Amen? Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope this is a blessing for you. I want to continue talking about faith. Because faith is a big thing. Faith is a big thing. Amen. So, will you have faith today? Will you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Amen. If you're not saved, okay, today is the day of salvation. Don't wait, because tomorrow might be too late. But God wants you to come to Him while there's still time. Okay? If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, you'll be safe, and you and your whole house. Okay? Jesus said that if you're not born again, you won't see the kingdom of God. You won't see heaven. Okay? You need to go before the Lord. You need to repent of your sin. You need to ask Him to forgive you and cleanse you. You need to put your faith and trust in Him. Ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. But most importantly, ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope this was a blessing to you. I want to wish you guys a happy Friday. Hope you had a great week. I know I had a really tired and exhausting week. I got to go back into work tomorrow. Might do a devotional tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know. But listen, I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time. Love you guys. See ya.